Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're making it harder on ourselves. We just haven't scored enough on the trip. There's no question about that. And that's, you know, required us to be, you know, it requires you to be really, really good pitching wise, and we haven't been, you know, in one game we were, but that, you know, we're scoring three runs to win a game. So we just haven't been good enough offensively this trip. You're right, and it's, you know, you can attribute some of the pitching we faced for sure, but I think we knew that coming in, and that was the challenge of the, you know, what we were going to have to face. And obviously, we got half the trip, half the games left, and we're going to need to score more runs for certain.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. We are enjoying ourselves today. Hopefully, you are as well. On this Friday, warm weather. It's going to be warm all throughout the weekend, so enjoy yourself that way. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com, as a matter of fact. That's how you get a hold of them. Polyurea coatings, epoxy floor coatings, different colors, different finishes, all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. You can check it out by simply going to EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Sean and the gang, warranty it for life. EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Post Game Show, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Tim, this is not the way I wanted the season to end, but last night was kind of like it's like you lick your two fingers and you grab the tip of the candle and you go psst, and you extinguish the flame. That was kind of it for me last night. How about you?
Not quite yet. I know this doubleheader today is a little bit daunting, but on the other hand, though, Bill, it can be, you know, here's where you want to be. I mean, in a manner of speaking, you're facing the team, one of, that you're chasing here, and you come out with a game and a half advantage over some of those wild card teams, over the Reds if they happen to lose in Minnesota. And granted, if you sweep today, pick up a couple of games on the Cardinals, you pick up a game and a half on Cincinnati, and again, with those other teams, maybe a game and a half as well. So I can't stick a fork in them yet for some reason. You know, they've just been doing this to us all year long. And granted, I will say this, Bill, that, you know, on the flagship in Milwaukee, I do the season-ending retrospective, and I would give you everything that happened throughout the season in a condensed format a little bit, and I've just prepared for that. I will say that just in case this season fouls out on Sunday. But in a bigger picture, Bill, have we thought of this, though? And again, this, I'm the half-full guy. But have we thought of it this way? Think of since 2017, all those games that were significant, every game but one in 17, every game in 18, 19, and here in 20 thus far with four games to play. Every game, Bill, has meant something. That is an amazing turnaround as a Brewer fan for this organization to know that, gosh, since opening day of 2017, here we are in 2020, four consecutive years, we've had relevant Brewers baseball. And I'm not saying that that's, you know, I know some people will say that that's a sort of a loser mentality, that, wow, Tim, you're happy with games meaning something. But you got to remember the history of where we came from. And this was all Packers all the time for years, 26 straight years in September, it was all Packers. And so right. I do appreciate, Bill, that part of it. And you've been in Milwaukee for a long time now. And you know the trials and tribs that this organization has gone through. So, you know, to get fired up here in September for a doubleheader, I still appreciate that.
I get fired up for a doubleheader. I wish it had a ton of meaning. I mean, obviously, you lose one of these two games and your season's done. So I know there's a lot of meaning there. So you're kind of holding your breath with each and every pitch. I'm starting now to look back at this season, and I'm starting to kind of put together my thoughts. And the pitching was, I'd say, above adequate. I would say the hitting was below. The clutch hitting was horrific. I still think that David Stearns has holes to fill. He's got a first base position, a third base position that just have, we've been talking about this for years and years and years. They just have not found consistency there. Obviously you're going to get Lorenzo Cain back. So you get your outfield is pretty much solidified. So you know, up the middle is good. You want to see Keston Hira not strike out as much, but if you're going to go with some of the power that he gives you, obviously that's going to be one of the dissenting thoughts that, well, those guys tend to strike out a little bit, but I'd love to see him on base more. So give me your thoughts as to what direction this team needs to go.
Well, I'll start with Keston Hira, and we got to keep in mind, Bill, that this dude still hasn't played a full year in the big leagues. I mean, did we expect too much out of Keston Hira, or was there a mountain of expectations put on this kid? He is a kid. He's played in 84 games last year total, and now this year, what, you know, mid-50s here? I mean, that's 130 games. That's not a lot, so that the arrow is definitely pointed up. And you're right, with Lorenzo Cain coming back between Garcia, Cain, Yelich, your outfield is pretty set. And if that universal DH stays, I mean, your fourth and fifth outfielders of Braun and I believe Jace Peterson, I think they're in great shape in the outfield, really good shape. I mean that offensively. I think they're one of the better five deep offenses in that outfield. You know, and again, Keston Hira, yeah, he's got to get better defensively. I mean, you got to throw a ball 32 feet over to a big, big, giant first baseman. A little better right. clip than you've been doing here through 130 games. But the other encouraging thing is Woodruff and Burns. And when you take a look at that 1-2 punch, and they're still young. I mean, you let them get into their, 27, 28, 29 year-old seasons, and you're in good shape there. Now top it with a free agent acquisition, and not a Josh Lindblom, and nothing. He's more than welcome to try out for the 5-hole in the rotation. I mean, that's $3 million, so you can chew on that. This organization can chew on that. So the direction, I think, with some moves can be good. Just one quick thing on this season. You mentioned the offense. I do believe that lineups matter, and I do believe last night is an example of that. In conceivably your biggest game of the year, you have your hottest hitter sitting on the bench solely mm-hmm. because there's a lefty out on the mound, and I'm talking about right. Daniel Vogelbach. And Luis Urias gets a start over Jerko, who did play first. Jerko moves to third. Urias goes to the bench, and Vogelbach plays first. His splits aren't great against lefties, but he is clearly your hottest hitter. You're rolling the dice on Yelich every night. And, again, it's Yelich. I understand that. But lineups do make a difference. I think there's probably two games, would be fair to say, could have done the deed here. Just in terms of a lineup, Ryan Braun, the doubleheader last week, I had a big issue with that. You're still in this thing, but, boy, what a difference a game or two would have made.
No, I agree with. I don't understand at this point in time why you're sitting guys. You got four games left. You stick with your hottest hands. I mean, wasn't that something that Craig Counsell had always stated, that you go with your hottest guys?
Well, no doubt. But, again, I see where he's coming from on the split side of things, but – yeah, I mean, he's the one that told me for years here that it's not just a numbers game. It is a gut game. It's who's hot, who's not game. It is certainly, the saber metrics are involved here.
it literally was a Dan Vogelbach sit last night because he's hitting a .111 against lefties this year. And I just, you know, that number you need to kick to the side of the road here and go with a guy. And you saw what happened against a lefty late in the game last night. He ended up with a base knock.
Right. Yeah, it's one of the things that I question too. Wasn't it Craig Counsell that said that micromanaging the lineup doesn't matter? And I got my eyebrows raised at that.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if it was those exact words that it doesn't matter, but I think you guys think too much of the lineups might have been in his wheelhouse. I do think they matter. I really do. I think they make a huge difference. And, you know, we'll see what he rolls out there today. For example, you've got 14 innings of baseball. How many of the 14 does Ryan Braun play?
Right. I would look at it. If he's hitting, I'd put him in. You know what I mean?
He would play all 14 in my book until that game is either lost or won. I mean, do you take him out? If you're up or down six, fine, I get it. Because you're still mathematically alive, but he's got to play all 14. Vogelbach's got to play all 14. They're not hitting. You give them the best chance to put runs on the board, and right now, throw the numbers out the window. Because you do that with Yelich, you're doing it with Keston Hiro, as you said, with the swing and miss probability rate being sky high with him. I mean, you just have to go with your best hitting baseball lineup, and I would assume he's going to do that today. Let's go with that assumption. The big blow last night, Corbin Burns, and that back, and you know, it's interesting to say that a guy lost a Cy Young on one outing, but he could have. That could have happened last night, though.
Right. Hey, before I let you go, Tim, you were talking about Cy Young. Williams has pitched unbelievably this year. And he's a guy they brought up through the system. I mean, look, while they haven't been able to bring up consistent pitching over the years, we have seen this team develop a few of their own young arms, which has been huge. So the question I have for you is basically, do you have more faith now in the Brewers, not only draft process, but the minor league system for bringing up pitching?
Yeah, I think so. I do. I think that they finally dialed in a couple of scouts and a couple of ways to measure these guys in the bio lab down there in Arizona, I think has a lot to do with that a little bit. They measure these guys a little bit differently. And I'm not saying they've cracked any sort of code, but isn't it about time? I mean, it's about time. The law of averages alone disregard the talent of hunting and scouting young arms. Just by circumstance alone, you would think you'd find a couple of these guys. Well, by all factors, they have. And I still am pretty high on Adrian Hauser. He may have had the Corbin Burns season of last year, this year for Hauser, and look for him to take a big step. But, you know, they finally got some of the deal with that is, as I said before, to top it off with a stud. And you saw what happened when they got Greinke. You saw what happened when they got CC Sabathia. When they're building this from the ground up and foundationally, they've got the talent. You got to top it off with the right move, and we'll see what he does in the offseason. But we still have four to play, and they're still alive, Bill.
Tim, always hang in there. I love the optimism and the hope. I don't know if I'm in the same pool with you, but I'm certainly on the deck drinking a margarita watching you swim around.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not drowning yet.
All right, buddy, I'll talk to you later. There you go.
Right,
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.